Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy and windy, a chance at some flurries. Temperatures may be struggling to get close to 20 degrees for today. Right now in the area, it is in that neighborhood, 22 in Kenosha, Burlington 18 with some flurry activity. Racine is 21 and it's 19 degrees in Milwaukee. Obviously, it's going to get a little bit colder before the daylight starts to appear. Wind chill readings at this hour, be prepared for this as you walk out the door. It's not like the last couple of days. Right now in Kenosha, it is 8 above on the wind chill side, plus 3 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, it's 4 above and feels like 7 above in Racine. The return to more winter-like conditions in southeast Wisconsin once again bringing out the reminder from local and state fire officials to be extremely careful with non-furnace sources of keeping warm. Now is the time of year when municipal fire departments are responding to more fire calls than normal, and in many instances, it's circumstances in which heating sources are left unattended or put too close to materials which can easily catch fire. Space heaters, for instance, a particular concern. If you are going to be out and about this morning, do be prepared, of course, for the change in conditions. Also be prepared for maybe some slippery conditions out there on the roads and sidewalks. All that moisture we had yesterday with the rain, it got colder. That could be ice this morning, so be very careful wherever you're going today. The continuing problem of Lake Michigan Bluff erosion along the shoreline in Mount Pleasant's Lake Park neighborhood has the village moving on at least one initiative to try and stabilize that situation as the edge gets closer to homes. During the Stormwater Drainage Commission meeting, village engineer Tony Beyer explained the application of what's known as a Chapter 30 permit into the DNR has been their focus of late. The goal was to contact every affected property owner.
So we needed some kind of assurance from who was going to be involved that we'd be able to go ahead and do that. We have submitted the permit and we've signed 4 of 6 easements. There's one that will be signed this week, and then there's one person who does not want to be part of the project. So it happens to be the one property which does not have a home on it. So he, for whatever reason, has his own reasons for not doing this.
Meyer said that no one person had said no to this project means plan B for an access road to the shoreline to do the work. That one affected property owner, by the way, will not have a chance to reconsider. Now, while the DNR application process has gone pretty well, Meyer indicated, dealing with the Army Corps of Engineers has proven to be, well, less than productive.
Unfortunately, they've come back with some of their original arguments of we don't work on private property, and I've tried to steer them to, while we're trying to go ahead and get easements, which would make a public swath of land in this area and make it a holistic project. I don't know if it's an effort to try to back out of doing any physical implementation, but they've been trying to push this study on us, which we've had a few conference calls on.
He indicated that even pending Army Corps of Engineer numbers about a 50-50 cost study on the bluff issue, he's leaning against it due to the urgency of the whole situation. The bluff stabilization project through the DNR permit could go to the village board for approval in a month, and if all goes well, that work could begin by April and be completed by early spring. Kenosha County has been awarded a $200,000 grant by the Fund for Lake Michigan. WRJN's Janet Hoff says it's supporting wetland restoration in the Pike River area within Petrifying Springs Park.
The project calls for restoration in the wetland area and the southernmost branch of the river to manage stormwater. It will include the creation of tree islands and shallow wetlands designed to further improve water quality, covering nearly 4 acres. It will also include planting nearly 3 dozen trees, more than 80 shrubs, and 4,600 wet prairie plants. In a statement, Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser says the grant will fund an important piece of the larger restoration of the Pike River in Kenosha County, resulting in a healthier river and a cleaner Lake Michigan. The project will align with the Phase 1 stream bank restoration effort and is set to begin this summer. A $500,000 grant from the EPA's Great Lakes Restoration Initiative is funding the Phase 1 project. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Town of Yorkville water diversion application, along with issues related to the Foxconn project in Mount Pleasant, on a pair of agendas for the City of Racine Executive Committee. First meeting of that group is listed for 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Wingspread Conference Center in Wind Point. The agenda says the panel will not be returning to open session afterward. Then tomorrow morning at 9:30, another executive committee gathering, also at Wingspread. Again, nothing to be reported out afterward. During the lunch period at tomorrow's meeting, the panel is going to get a presentation in open session from representatives of Visioning a Greater Racine. A serious two-vehicle crash in Caledonia earlier this week has claimed a life. Word coming from police that 55-year-old Milwaukee resident Ki Ko Yee died Wednesday from injuries suffered while a passenger in one of those vehicles they collided with at the curve for Highway 38 by Highway H. The initial reports on the crash indicated that one of the vehicles was in the process of making a turn. Yee and several other people were hurt and resulted in a closure of that location for several hours. The accident is still officially under investigation by Caledonia Police and the Wisconsin State Patrol. And as part of Human Trafficking Awareness Month, vigils have now been scheduled to recognize those who have been or are being trafficked and to shine a light on a crime that affects more than 27 million people worldwide, including in our own community. The local Fight to End Exploitation Faith Committee, which is made up of several churches in Racine and Kenosha counties, is hosting these vigils, the first to be taking place January 19th, 7 p.m., Journey Church on 75th Street in Kenosha. Two vigils at the Sienna Center on Erie Street in Caledonia, January 29th, one at 10 in the morning, the other at 6:30 in the evening. Also on the 29th at Carthage College in the Todd Weir Center, there will be a vigil there at 7 o'clock. Three Milwaukee women charged in Racine County with felony retail theft for allegedly taking more than $1,200 worth of items from the Hobby Lobby Wednesday without paying for them. Court documents indicate the three had been seen entering the store with a small child, walked around, loading up a couple of shopping carts with merchandise. One of the women then walked out alone. The other two pushed the carts past the checkouts. An employee followed the women into the parking lot, confronted one of them, who allegedly shoved her, and then finished loading items into the trunk of their vehicle and sped off, the trunk still open. Car was eventually stopped on the interstate by Racine County Sheriff's deputies, all three women taken into custody. 41 and 24 years old, all three of those individuals. They will be back in court later this month. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee recommending approval to an amendment for a previously approved resolution by the Common Council that relates to the agreement with Pleasant Prairie's Rerik Pacific Company for the city's garbage collection carts.
If you recall, last time we had this discussion on this item, and since we moved forward with a 10-year agreement, however, the resolution only outlined a one-year dollar amount on it, so we couldn't technically enter into a 10-year agreement based on the dollar amount shown.
Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eague not saying who caught the problem of no dollar amount to cover all 10 years of the previously approved contract, but it legally needed to be included. He told Alderman John Tate II these carts, both garbage and recycling, are tagged so that their whereabouts can be monitored. More than a few recycling and garbage carts have somehow wandered away from their drop-off locations, for which the computer program allows quick reuniting with residential owners. U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development announcing the award of nearly $23.8 million to Wisconsin for programs that are helping the homeless, part of a record $2 billion awarded to housing and service programs around the country. Grants locally total more than $874,000 to nine projects in Racine County, A Place of My Own, The Hope Center, PSH Housing, Purple Ribbon Permanent Housing Project, three projects for the Continuum of Care. In Kenosha County, the Kenosha Permanent Housing Connections Group and KYF Rapid Rehousing Project getting grants totaling more than $520,000. Well, speaking of money, it was only about 2 months ago that the final version of the Racine Unified School District 2017-18 budget was approved and finally put to bed. It's a process, though, that requires decisions after the fact sometimes and planning way ahead of time. Something for the 2018-19 budget process that was talked about this week during the school board's work session.
We've done some initial enrollment projections, and then pretty soon staffing will start. So there's a lot of work and preparation already starting for this budget season. The nice thing is that our state funding amounts are known. The state has a two-year budget, but seen in the past, the state likes to pass legislation that have had a significant fiscal impact outside of the budget season. So I think vouchers is one of them where they passed it in May and had it already implemented over the summer, and it was an unexpected development.
Budget and Financial Management Director Mark Duff telling the board there are uncertainties at this point with enrollment, vouchers, expiring grants, just to name a few concerns. Right now, the estimate is about $2.3 million in additional revenue, but potential expense issues like staff, computer replacement, open enrollment, and health care. cautiously mentioned potential savings from school reorganization. He also said that the board will have to discuss whether it wants to continue with building maintenance as a priority. That's about $300,000, and he couldn't provide any guesstimate on the tax rate at this point, suggesting perhaps at their next update. Be aware of some closures for the city of Kenosha as of next Monday, which is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s federal holiday. Most other local services all around the area will be on normal schedules. City Hall in Kenosha and the city's museums are going to be closed on Monday, along with the concrete and brick drop-off site. The Kenosha City Council will not meet Monday night. Instead, it will be Wednesday night. Racine and Kenosha Unified students both have Monday off, King holiday, no classes. And, of course, because it's a federal holiday, there will not be any mail delivery on Monday. And note that employees of WE Energies, including some who work out of the Racine County facility, are heading off to Puerto Rico as of tomorrow, going to go help with the effort to restore power to that nation in the wake of Hurricane Martha. WRJN.com. That's our webpage in which we keep our newscasts in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.